What's up, nerds? Welcome to Log In.
It's been a while. Special guest in the house. Oh, I should have hit him with the, it's been a long time.
Should have left you.
Nope. Copyright infringement. We ain't doing that.
That's all. That's all. It's as much as we can afford.
Right. That's the free line.
It's your boy.
Less than 7 seconds.
It's your boy, Corey, a.k.a. Kojak. Back again.
It's been a while, huh? Like, almost a year.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I mean,
In my case, it's been a year.
It's been about 2 minutes.
It's been a long time, guys.
Is a year. Anyway, this episode is brought to you by Bright Lights Gaming.
Yes, boy, Adam Eaton, his YouTube channel. He's just getting it back up and running. Got some of the eFeds.
Also hit him up for something called Legal Shield.
Yes.
It's a very fucking nifty goddamn thing that'll, if you ever need a lawyer, it will save your ass. The crazy thing is, I was telling Braden, like, you get 60 hours is what he told me for the year, right? If you don't use it, it just rolls over. So if you don't use it in 5 years, you have like 300 hours of goddamn lawyer time for any type of court case you may need. And it's
so are y'all about to fuck up your hot man summer or whatever the fuck it is, and you got a baby mom on the way?
Hey, real shit, I wish I would have had that when I was back then, because I would not have gotten raped over child support. Speaking of which,
need some adjustments.
Speaking of which, I got like $200 left to pay, and I am officially done with child support.
You actually get the paycheck. Oh, nigga. Oh, my God.
Listen, before we get into the...
Why can't we have a soundboard?
I know. Before we get into the nurse shit, listen to how Nebraska Health and Human Services Child Support Division fucked me royally. Remember when we were having that conversation?
Do they have to pay child support?
Remember when we were having that conversation about it, and Nick's white ass was sitting right here, and he just gave me the ultimate white man response. Was like, well, you should have paid child support. And I was like, listen, white boy, you don't know my fucking life. Like, I was like, I had full custody of my child and was still paying child support.
But that was a backdoor, right?
No, they were current. I had custody of Randy. And they fucking current, like, for a year were billing me child support. I'm like, showed them the fucking thing. They were like, well, there's nothing we can do about it now. I'm like, no, there is something you could do about it now.
Off of it.
You're the ones who, you're the only ones.
Charge her back. Just zero me the fuck out.
Right. And then I was like, all right, cool, whatever, fuck it. I'm used to y'all raping me. Fine. Put her mama on child support. Well, and then I'm like, ellipses. They didn't. I'm just like,
it just, the ones that just keep
going. Yeah, for those who don't know what an ellipses is, it's the three dots after a fucking statement. And it just trails off. I'm like, oh, so y'all not going to put this no good bitch on child support. All right, cool.
First of all, that's impossible in Nebraska.
How much was she getting from the state off assistance anyway?
She was 100% off the state. Like, so she barely ever kept a job. So then, fast forward to about 6 months ago. I called and was like, hey, how much back do I owe? And she was like, oh, it's like $3,000. And I was like, all right, is there any way I can get it? And this is down from like 30.
Right.
Like, I have been paying the fuck out of this. So she was like, well, in order to get a large amount forgiven, you got to get Angela to sign off on it. Mm. I contacted Angela. She said she'd do it. She didn't. Fuck her. Then she was like, well, another way would be if you made like a $2,000 payment, you know, knocked it down under a certain amount, we could forgive the rest. Sweet. Take it. Yeah, like,
that was a live action ellipses.
Yeah, because it just caused me so much joy to hear that. So I let them just take my tax return. I didn't file the injured spouse form that I normally do every year. To protect Nina's shit, she was like, fuck them, let them take it. We don't really need it right now. I was like, sweet. Took it, let them process that shit. They sent me a notification saying how much they took, what it was applied to. Cool, 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 cool. Called them back up. I'm like, hey, yo, that payment was made. What's up? Like, can we forgive the rest? Yeah, we're not going to be able to do that because the state of Nebraska, I was like, you know, fuck y'all. Click, just hung up.
I don't even want to
hear the excuses because... Fuck child support. That shit is a scam. Yeah. It is not for people who actually take care of their kids. Anyways.
That's the man who pays child support, I know.
So I got all mine taken off. back cleared away, signed the papers, everything. I was good. Spent the whole year like, oh, this feels so nice, full checks, no fucking garnishment, fuck y'all. No. Because Obamacare can't put Kenzie on insurance because she doesn't live in my
Thanks,
state.
Thanks, Obama.
She don't live in my state, so she can't be on the insurance
Goddamn Biden's live in. Fault.
She has to go on state insurance. I have to pay child support through the state of Nebraska. That'll travel you across state lines.
Why can't she? You got insurance through your job, though, right?
She can't be on insurance because she doesn't live in Iowa. She lives in Nebraska. She can't be on
regardless my Iowa. If that's your child or not?
She cannot be on my Iowa insurance because her legal address and everything is in Nebraska.
Gotcha.
That is fuckery at its finest, dude. I'm like, I live 10 minutes away from her.
Like, I know it's a state line, but goddamn, like, we can string a can and some string up and fucking talk to each other.
Yeah, Jesus. That's good old semantics.
Yeah, man.
So now
the
I pay.
The devil really is in the details.
That's why I pay child support for her to have insurance, Medicaid.
Well, speaking on taking L's.
Transition.
To this L of a organization. And if you guys have been on Facebook, since I haven't been banned, I've been posting the multitude of L's that the DCEU has just been accruing.
You have been banned in quite a while. That's a good record.
I know. You know what? Because I stay out of politics.
No, that's the knock on wood for you.
When I see a stupid comment, I just laugh react. I people are sliding my DMs and be like, that wasn't laugh worthy, you fucking da-da-da-da-da. Like, just racial rant. And I was like, okay, well.
Thumbs
as much
up.
As I want to,
cool beans, bro.
Do right? a thumbs up reaction, yeah.
But yeah, like,
so it started at Comic-Con
and it just kept going. It's snowballed.
But let's just talk about Comic-Con. Like, they announced absolutely jack shit. Yeah, we're talking about the DCEU.
People are blaming it on Warner Brothers and the
Discovery.
The Discovery.
I mean, it's probably a small piece of the puzzle.
It is.
But like, come on, man.
I know enough about to get a little deep into it. Because this ain't the first time they did that. If what was it? Almost 10 years ago?
Warner Brothers or Discovery?
Warner Brothers.
Okay, what'd they do 10 years ago? Refresh me.
Same thing. They got bought out by another company. They just the one that Disney Discovery just bought it from. Did the same thing. They brought in a whole bunch of new people, let some people go. I forget the guy's name. And that's when we started getting the more female centric. We got Birds of Prey, we got the typecast swap, the Latina Supergirl, we got, you know, everything we've been getting the last 10 or so years.
The hell was there a Latina Supergirl?
Shit, it ain't came out yet. What did,
like in the comics?
No, in the show. Kar-El. She's, I can't think of dang actress's name.
You're talking about the Arrowverse Supergirl. She was white as fucking pure driven snow.
She was blonde hair and
everything. Fine ass.
No. Melissa Benoist?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't oppose to her anyway. She was damn good.
Yeah. She was a really good
She is a good Kar-El.
It did the same thing. I can't think what her damn name is. But we're just seeing the end of it. So all the hits and misses of the last 5 or 6 years were from the what's happening now.
Previous before. Regime.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's some good things, but there's a lot of trash in this last 5 or 6 years coming out this company.
Dude, like, perpetually, just one right after another. I was actually interested to see Batgirl. It was like, oh, well, she can't be a good Batgirl because she's rocking Tim's. I'm like, she rocked Tim's, golden Tim's, or golden boots, if you will, in the comics. I was like, this was comically accurate from just appearances alone. I was like, I don't know how it looks. We're never going to fucking see it. It's never going
to
be live.
Which is insane. You sons of bitches have $100 million to literally just throw away. That was a $100 million movie made by some of the motherfuckers who directed Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Episodes of Ms. Marvel. And that shit turned out lovely. I had high hopes for Batgirl. I ain't going to say it's going to be a fucking instant classic, but it was going to be entertaining, at least in my mind, I thought. And you get it done. It's shot. It's edited for the most part.
Yeah, they were in the middle of editing it, I believe, is when they got the official.
It's damn near ready to post. $100 million. I'm rounding up because they say 90, but
it's like 90 million. Yeah.
Yeah, but. And then you're just going to throw it away.
Yep.
You couldn't even send it to HBO Max.
Nothing.
We got Wonder Woman 84 on HBO Max day one. Like, you couldn't do it with Batgirl?
Right.
Oh, hello.
Sasha Khalil?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's Latina?
I thought so.
I thought she was just like a...
Just a Supergirl.
A dark-haired white girl.
That, no longer. I'm pretty sure that
that one's getting scrapped, too. Or scrapped. It hasn't Don't been confirmed matter. Yet, but it's on the chopping block. Just like the Batman... right.
Just about to say
Yeah, Pattinson. His shit.
But
on the chopping block.
That was a damn good movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It was long as fuck.
It just wasn't. That came out on my birthday, boy. Because like it was like, oh, it was trash.
No, it was a detective story, which is exactly what I wanted.
It was Seven with Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
straight up.
And the Riddler was actually done fucking right. Not that blasphemous bullshit.
Oh, you're Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Oh, fucking dude. We was talking about that at work, and white boy Jerry was like, man, I like that. I like that Riddler.
You were 10.
I'm like, you fucking.
This is Jim Carrey.
Because you were 10.
I'm like, man, he was playing the Joker dressed up as Riddler. Fuck that shit.
A lot of things that I thought were cool when I was 10 are not cool now. You know what I mean?
But yeah, no, and we may not ever get Henry Cavill.
Well, they did put out some.
I did read a report that said
that they want to bring him back. Whoever is taking over.
He wants to come back. He's like, I still got my super suit.
And so, he never gave it back. He said it's still got the suit.
He's got both of them.
I wouldn't get that shit back either.
Exactly. I'm like, motherfucker, I was Superman.
So.
Eat a dick.
So, what other L did they take?
Batgirl.
Their Comic-Con was just trash all the way around.
They took Cal-L.
The only movies they announced for sure, there was Shazam 2 and Black Adam.
And
Aquaman 2 is going to come out.
Yeah, that's next year.
I've heard a lot of bad things about Black Adam just because.
So apparently, if you believe the rumor, Batgirl screen tested better than Black Adam and Shazam.
Yep. Because they said Black Adam was for real? Just a toss-up for The Rock because The Rock wanted it.
But I mean, that he's been attached to that for like damn near a decade.
He's wanted it that bad, so like, oh, he's a big name actor. He's gonna bring in money, or it's he gets something better. Regardless, we don't even care about the screenwriting. Just make him do the opposite of what
Shazam would do.
No, of what RDJ did with the Iron Man, with the whole Jetson shit. Like, instead of hiding from the jet, overpower the jet. Drop this shit.
Oh damn! Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So it's like,
huh. Yeah.
But, like, I mean, it was just like a just give The Rock what he wants type deal because he's a big name actor.
He's like the most highest paid actor right now?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, the L just.
The Black Adam, from the previews, it looks like it should be decent, at least from an action movie standpoint. Like, fights are dope, and I'm like, story, whatever, because they're not doing. The Black Adam I grew up with, straight up, he's a bad guy. Shazam's nemesis. This whole new, he's an anti-hero. That's recent comic history for the most part.
I don't even think it was like that in New 52. I think he was straight bad guy in New
52. I think he was, too. I think he was part of the Injustice League and everything.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
But my question was, like, Hawkman being in it, I get because of the ancient Egyptian tie-in.
Okay.
I'm like, but where the fuck is Dr. Fate coming from? Like, why the fuck? I mean, has anybody watched Young Justice season 4?
Yeah.
So you saw the Vandal Savage, how he actually created Atlantis everything. And I was just like, huh.
So on a side tangent here, that is a weird alternate continuity. It's not even a different world because technically it was supposed to take place in another world, a continuity that they had. And then they found out that continuity had history and they already fucked it up. So they're like, screw it, we're just going to run with it, and this is what happens.
Yeah. But, like, I'm like, why is Dr. Fate part of Black Adam? Like, he shouldn't be introduced this way in my mind. Mm. I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but it's just, like, kind of off-putting to me.
I don't know. It
should be off-putting.
Sorry. Like,
What is that from?
From Jennifer fucking Lawrence talking to Zach Galifianakis.
That's right, on the In Between the Ferns. Yeah. It's like, you get it? Pudding? No, I got it.
Saw my opportunity. That was nice. Took it. I'm sorry.
That was nice.
But
The Arrowverse is pretty much going to be taking an L as well. Yes.
So now it's going to be the Superman and Lois verse.
Yep.
Superman and Lois is actually a good fucking show.
A lot of people like that, so they don't think that's going to go anywhere.
They want that dude to be.
And low key, his Superman is one of my. It goes Henry Cavill, then him.
Well, people are like, that should be our real Superman. Da-da-da-da.
So.
Hashtag our Superman.
Because of that, and this is a silver lining with if it happens with DC's whole failure, is that the Arrow versus Greg Berlin. Is reportedly considered for DC's Kevin Feige role.
The guy who behind the scenes.
Behind the MCU.
The guy who made the fucking Arrow, the Green Arrow, legit.
He basically show ran all the fucking Arrowverse, and that's why that shit was tight and concise and for the most part on fucking point. Yeah.
It could have been better, but it wasn't.
It could have, but it was television. It was like, how much could you fucking do?
Green Arrow had no Bisbee Inspector.
I forgot about that.
It was just a way to end the fucking show.
Right.
To get Stephen Amell out of there.
So if they could put Mr. Berlin into the goddamn Feige role. And
they just need somebody.
And they've already said they're going to do a 10-year plan like MCU did.
Yeah, well, they said that 10 years ago and 10 years before that. So.
And 10 years later, they took multiple L's.
I mean.
So all self-inflicted.
Yes. Like, I do not understand. The same fucking company that gave us the Flashpoint animated movie.
That's where they're taking their W's, is animated movies.
And shows, because they're fucking...
The small screen, Warner Brothers and DC can pull it off. As soon as they get to the big screen, it's just like, what the fuck is this?
Which I don't understand.
Is their investors and lenders and shit are trying to, like, they're not really nerds.
I feel like...
Yeah, they're looking at everything in numbers.
Yes.
Will it make us money?
Oh, of course. That's the bottom line.
Like, if you want to, like, we're already converting people into the nerddom. Like, that's why we have these weak-ass gatekeepers on TikTok trying to virtue signal and gaslight people over, you know, like Loki being fucking...
The last one, Stranger Things, the fucking character. He played the Metallica, the fucking...
Oh, the...
It wasn't Into the Sandman. It was it?
No, it wasn't. Master of Puppets.
Master Puppets, yes. So, then you got all the, oh, you guys just getting the Metallica. Who gives a fuck how they got into it? Be happy they found this band you like, and now they're going to explore it more. Like, why are you gatekeeping? That's the dumbest shit in the world.
Oh, you weren't alive in 1984 when the Black Album come out? Yeah. You're just now getting onto it?
Sorry, I was
born... Yeah, she's 17, stupid fuck.
I was born in 2002. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Like, guess what? I wasn't born in the fucking 60s, but I love the Isley Brothers. Right. Why? Because my parents turned me on to it, you stupid son of a bitch.
I was in my late teens, early 20s when I discovered Led Zeppelin. I didn't know shit about that.
Real shit. But, like, I mean that's those... Knew about the Eagles, beauty though. And the curse of, nerddom being, like, renowned now. Like, everybody's big into Marvel and Star Wars and shit, but then you got the, either the new or the real toxic old heads.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah. Well, that's not technically canon, suck a dick. Like, yes, you can point it out, but don't be facetious about it.
Like, yeah, so there's a difference between being condescending when you're like,
technically.
Your fucking nose turned up, right. Yeah.
I haven't heard, as far as I know, it's still on, but they're not scrapping Blue Beetle.
No. That it should just still be. Production. Yeah. Have you seen this?
The suit looks so fucking good, dude.
I can't pronounce that man's name.
It's super Mesoamerican name.
Miguel from fucking Kuroba Kai, goddammit.
Yeah.
He's,
and,
yes.
We knew he was going to get it. Once they,
didn't we fancast that ourselves?
Yeah, like, we essentially did, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Now I'm trying to get the Caleb, the black kid from... Stranger Things to be Static Shock. I'm like, come on, cast this kid as Static Shock.
Well, that's another one that's in limbo. Or, Static Shock Project.
What's his name?
I've never seen On My Block.
Star Wars guy?
Everybody does that same stupid ass face.
No, the black dude on My Block.
There was a Star Wars fan?
Yes.
You're thinking of Attack the Block.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, On My Block. There's this
the alien man. Movie?
Yeah,
On My Block is a Netflix show.
Yeah, it's a Hood Goon.
Right.
It's a Hood Goonies.
Correct, yes. I have no idea.
But,
check it out.
The black kid in there was fucking hilarious. I think he could play a really good
Okay. Setting. I'm going to check it out eventually because Angelique loves it.
She's that's like, another one that was up in the air, the Static Shock Project. The Black Superman movie that they keep talking about. Yeah,
which I really want to see that.
Michael B. Jordan?
Yes.
That's what they keep pushing for it.
I would go Idris Elba personally.
Well, he wants to do a what's his name? What was his character in Suicide Squad? Deadshot versus Superman?
Oh, Deadshot? Yeah. No. Deadshot.
Wasn't
he
Deadshot?
Was that Will Smith? No, Bloodshot. Bloodshot? It's Bloodshot, Deadshot. There's like fucking 10 of them.
But yeah, he's like, I want to have a movie versus Superman.
Why? You just shoot guns.
That's what I said. Yeah. I was like,
and none of your armor, you don't have the type of bullets to pierce this son of a bitch.
I'll give you a kryptonite one. But.
I mean, basically.
But yeah, no, like, Marvel's pretty much running away. Like, just
with this whole competition, if it ever was.
Like, I'm like, was it ever?
Bloodsport.
Yeah, Bloodsport. There you go.
There it is.
Bloodsport, Deadshot was Will Smith.
That's right. Gotcha. Like, if anything, he could do a movie, or he could be featured in season two.
Even DC's Peacemaker. That'd be nice, awesome. Peacemaker was fucking dope as shit.
Absolutely.
Dude, surprised the shit out of me, and I was like, I'm for this.
Me How too. Did that surprise you? The character in the movie showed you exactly what it was going to be.
Expectations are kind of down lately.
Nah, man.
It had DC's stamp on it.
John Cena was meant for that role.
He
was tailor-made for that shit. And it's great.
I mean, same thing with the Prey movie. Like, I went in with low expectations. Like, all right.
I did too, because the Predator blew donkey dick. Autism's the next step in human evolution.
That's a superpower.
Fuck you, man.
I've worked with autism people. It is not a fucking superpower.
This ain't Rain Man.
Yeah.
It's like, man, get the fuck out of here. No, Prey was amazing. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh,
I was going to watch it, but like, I've been so tired this whole fucking week.
It goes by pretty quick.
It's a roughly an hour and a half, maybe a little bit longer.
It definitely gets caught up in the politics of some things. There's a couple parts here and there. You're like, okay.
Of what?
Of like what's going on
in the world today?
Yeah. Come on. The line when she's like, why do you want to be a hunter so bad? Because you all think I can't. Come on, man. Who's that for?
But they were really fucking like that.
As far as you can tell in the movie itself, it doesn't present it as it was not. She, like, nobody ever said she couldn't do it or she wasn't supposed to do it. It was just,
you
like,
know, between the panels, they said that clearly. She's a girl.
Between pages, motherfucker.
She's supposed to be a hunter-gatherer slash healer.
Oh, yeah, she was definitely in the beginning gathering berries and shit, and she's like, fuck that.
Oh, on some Korra type shit?
Yeah, you know. Like, bitch,
Katara.
You supposed to be out here with the women folk gathering berries, yeah, but tanning and skinning hides.
Learning about water healing.
Did you catch the callbacks to Predator, the original Predator?
There's a couple of
like them. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
So I'm still in South Park's thing. A lot of that shit, man, I start feeling like the member berries. Remember this from that movie? Same thing with the pistol. I'm like, did you watch the end credit? Spoiler.
Yeah, yeah.
The very last, you saw.
Yeah.
So, you know they get that fucking gun back. So, what had happened? They go down.
So, did you hear the... Well, I won't say the theory.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of...
Yeah.
Well, they said something about, like, either Danny Glover's or...
No. Okay, so you've seen Predator 2?
Yes.
When Danny Glover beats him?
Yep.
The best Predator movie, in my personal opinion.
Beats the choir.
So, you know, at the end, Predators come get they dead homie.
It was like right. 1791?
1715 or some 1760 yeah. 65 or some shit like that, whatever years of relevance, 1700s flintlock pistol, that's how old it was. So when they give Danny Glover that, that's like, oh, this is an old ass pistol. What? Everybody's like, where the fuck did the Predators get that pistol? This movie answers that goddamn question.
They've been coming here that long, even though there's a comic that already answered it.
So from what I'm not sure if it was the director that said it, but somebody had made the point that Predator wasn't even here to kill humans. He was just scouting, like, what's the most dangerous game on this planet? Humans, you weak, soft fucks. Y'all ain't even...
He was a scout.
Yeah, he was a scout.
They do show him literally, like, observing the food chain at certain points. Like, each bigger prey and predator.
It gives the implication at first, like, he's settling on bears. Like, bears are the fucking alpha predators around here. And he wasn't fucking wrong. But, yeah, he Mike Tyson punched that fucking bear.
Fuck that, he hit him with a ball wrong. Street Fighter, man.
But, so, she gets that pistol from a fur trapper.
Yeah, French-Canadian, I guess French.
They don't say what he is because he speaks multiple languages. Yeah. He's just a translator.
I figured he was, you see that mustache, he was French.
But he had like a little tint to him, so he might have been Creole or some shit.
He was Southern French.
He was Italian.
Yeah. But so the theory is, like, in the comic books, you know, that one human girl who joins the Predators and goes off with them. They're thinking that's her.
Oh.
The theory is that's what they're going to do with the next movie, because I believe it's already confirmed that a sequel's coming because of how, like, it's Hulu's number one streamed movie of all time.
I believe it.
And I was like, yeah, that shit, I've watched it twice already, and that shit is dope. And I'm going to watch it a third, and if I feel the same way.
they blatantly had you like, here's the bad, big bad white man fur trappers. Let's watch them get killed. And I'm like, I wasn't against it, but I'm like, you just no subtlety in that.
It's always a good time in the movie when white people die.
It got fucked up.
Why is that Bush movie?
There's that noise again. Let's go see what it was.
The funniest part, though, is when they all shot him, and then they just sit there like, fuck. Trying to reload the goddamn muskets.
Because he had that shield out. As soon as he's just like, oh, that's it? All
right,
let's go.
Yeah, dude, watch that shit. It's fucking amazing. It's a solid ass movie.
It's pretty fucking gory.
It's easily top three. I mean, it's only 7 movies in total, but it's easily top 3.
I mean, does anybody count AVP?
I mean, technically, you have to. And you know, the first AVP, as much as I hated it when we went to go watch it in theaters,
it's grown on me. It's a guilty pleasure.
It is. For one, I think Sanaa Lathan's fucking gorgeous. Like. Okay. So
100%.
So like,
I saw,
and then the action is way better. I'm like, okay, this
for its time, it was dope as shit.
Oh yeah,
fair enough.
I mean, when did that come out? 2003,
5-ish, maybe.
Oh no, all I know is that we were still wearing throwback jerseys.
16-17 year olds. Yeah, it was about, definitely.
Man, I still got throwback jerseys. I just bought an Alonzo Mourning Charlotte Hornets jersey.
What you talking about?
My mission now is to collect all the jersey numbers of 33.
Like the Infinity Stones.
33. 33 degrees. No.
AVP came out in... No, no, that's Requiem. Ugh.
Yeah. That movie's so dark you can't even fucking...
That's the Voldemort of the series.
Shit must not be dead. Well,
me and Braden were both one off, but in 2002? Opposite directions. 04.
Oh, alright.
I said 05, he said 03.
I mean, yeah.
We split the difference.
Sorry. Brought a little tangent there.
Frank J was actually still bumping with you, Baby Bash.
So high. No.
By the way, he hit me up on TikTok too. He
Frankie J or Baby
Bash? Yeah, Frankie J. Because
can he still be Baby Bash? That dude's got to be older than me now.
Man, he's just old Bash, Elder Bash.
Yeah, Elder Bash.
You see, Slim Thug dropped a Thug from his name. Now he's just Big Slim. Talking about he too old to be a thug. I'm like, well, at least you recognize
it. Man, I've been telling these guys.
At least you recognized it.
Like, how long is Lil Wayne going to be little?
He's actually little. He looks like a little auntie.
Dude's only like 5'5".
With the way his hair is.
Oh, yeah.
He's dressed, he looks like an auntie that speaks.
He needs to cut them shitlocks.
Real shit. Like, you got to retire them.
Like, come on, Reggie. Shitlocks?
The best thing Warner Brothers / DC has going for right now is probably fucking multiverses. That's like the best thing they got.
The Disney shit?
The game, yeah. The Smash Brothers fucking...
Have you played that shit?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's free, buddy.
It's
That's free.
I gotta buy
it's different. Plus it is very Essentials different.
Or whatever the fuck.
Oh, you didn't... You let it expire?
Well, I was studying to keep my position at the job. And then they're like, you know what?
Fail.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? You only get 3 tries.
Dude, we were talking about that. And they were like, this motherfucker Steve got 10 goes. Otto took it 8 times. Rico took it more than 8 times. I'm like, oh, but Brayden is where y'all
took it more than that.
He said he took it like 7 or 8 times.
Oh. They were tossing it like, he's been taking it on and off for like 3 years.
Oh.
Damn.
I mean... They didn't bust his balls over it. He eventually passed it, so it didn't really fucking matter.
I wonder why.
But yeah, no. But yeah, as far as that, like, I think Marvel is just going to keep running it for at least another 5 to 10.
What's the next Marvel movie to come out? Because I know She-Hulk comes.
Okay. Forever.
Speaking of, Namor.
Oh, everybody's with the dad bod thing when they showed him from them. Like, I don't give a fuck, man. Fucking Namor in the movie and it looks straight Mayan, Aztec. Like, I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm like, look, first of all.
Mayan, not Aztec. Let's get that very clear. They've already said he is based on Mayan. Fuck them savage ass Aztecs. Culturalist fucks. Mayans were sophisticated people and we still use their fucking calendar today.
No, we don't.
the Gregorian calendar.
We're gonna die, like,
no, the Gregorian calendar is based off the Mayan calendar.
I'm not gonna go.
Look it up.
No,
look it up.
That's the calendar we based off. Look now it up. Is based off the calendar that fucking Caesar revamped.
Gregorian.
Yeah.
Where'd they get it from?
That's the people who the Gregorian calendar is based off the Roman calendar from Caesar.
Only thing I'll give Aztecs over mine is I think their artwork's better.
Yeah. I mean, with Tito, I pronounce it if you want. Fucking Cap, Mexican,
former Mexico City when the Aztecs lived there. Teotihuacan.
How the fuck do you say that? God, I'm terrible. I'm a terrible beaner.
Terrible Hispanic.
It's just,
but I can't pronounce horrible. Tikal. That was the Mayan one. So there you go.
Well, you know, that's salvy blood. going right to it.
But like, I mean, who gives a shit if he has a dad bod? Like, if all dude. I saw was the back, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you saw like a 30-second clip. Yeah, of,
sorry, he doesn't have a dope ass fucking taper. Like,
he's in the ocean. You know, his weight resistance is different down there. You don't get to train and get cut like
that. How many Hispanic people you know that eat Hispanic food are in shape?
You know?
It's good fucking food.
He's down under the sea. He's got a lot of omega acids and fat, mega oils and acidulants.
Give him time.
Oh.
He'll be featured again.
I'm pretty sure it's looking like Shuri's going to be the,
Shit.
100%, dude. Somebody said Angela Bassett. When they showed that back, I'm like, Angela Bassett got way more ass than that.
How dare you?
You put her in a black spandex suit, it's just going to be ass everywhere.
You're going to have to CGI that down.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, whew.
They said Riri's going to be featured in it, too.
Oh, I think.
Ironheart?
Yeah. You didn't see the in the trailer, somebody's cutting out a thing, and they knocked the thing out. It's the shape of a heart.
I must have missed that part. Mm-hmm.
I believe
and
got the that,
and this is where they introduced Doom. And did you see?
Okay, so I don't know they, about they, Doom 100%, but I am pumped for it. I am pumped that they do.
Did you see they announced the cast for Fantastic Four?
Is it John Krasinski and Emilia Blunt?
Oh, let me pull it up. No, it ain't Emilia Blunt.
They said no.
No,
I seen the fan cast one where they wanted Zac Efron as Human Torch.
Chris Evans said he'd come back and do it.
I seen that. Yeah, just to fuck. Why not? It's a multiverse. Like.
Exactly. I think it's so funny that the ongoing joke about him having America's ass, like, follows him wherever he fucking goes. Like, at every red carpet. That is America's ass! And he's like, yeah, it is!
I think he did a good job in Lightyear. Is the Buzz Light, new voice
oh
of Buzz
God.
Lightyear.
Just the people just criticizing it is just mind-boggling.
There you go.
Fantastic Four, November 2024.
It looks, like a futuristic TV show or something. I can't place it. Almost Halo-ish. But, I mean,
that's apparently the first look at her armor, Tristan.
Maybe Doom, kind of Doom.
I'm going to say that kind of looks like Doom Guy.
There you go. That's what I'm thinking.
That, especially in the helmet area. That's real. So that's her Mach 1?
I'm guessing, yeah.
So, because in the comics, she's... She works closely with Tony.
Yep.
So I'm wondering how the fuck they're gonna.
She got in on the MIT scholarship or the fuck that he had.
Yeah. Because she basically made a Mach 1 from like scrap parts, like he did in the goddamn cave. Yeah. And he was like, "Well, hold on, who the fuck is? Yeah, let's get her."
Out of the limited footage and stuff that we have, it almost looks like she's Wakandan.
Yeah.
Native Wakandan. But yeah.
Is that how they're gonna do it?
That's what it's kind of looking like. I mean, I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah. Gonna bring her in this way. Screw it.
I mean,
we went straight from DC to Marvel. Marvel hits it out the park. DC, get your shit together.
You spent like 15 minutes talking about their L's.
So many, dude, so fucking.
It is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can keep going on and on because I have enough posts on the Facebook group.
Oh, damn,
to really drive home the points.
I've been posting left and right. Like,
at this point, I've just been putting another one. Just man. DJ College is
for real.
Another one, another L.
What are y'all doing?
Like I'm not one to king shame. But
now they're talking about combining the streaming services for Discovery Plus and HBO Max.
Yeah, but that won't happen until I think 2023 sometime, and I'm all for it.
I mean, like more content. Fuck
it. Yeah, more nature documentaries for me. Right. I love watching
Dude,
that
me
shit
too. That shit's like.
It's simultaneously soothing and entertaining.
Yes.
Like, Netflix has one, dude.
We've been going back and rewatching Crocodile Hunter. Me and Haley. I don't know. It just happens.
Irwin's still a treasure. I mean, you don't have to apologize
right,
for that.
Right. None of us is complaining.
I'm just like.
Watch his son on TikTok.
That's, yeah.
Dude,
they showed one where
his daughter, man. I was
she
like,
was like two or three, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, made me feel old.
And now she's a full-grown woman.
It was daughter. I felt like we raised her.
Like, yeah, I was just like, how did she go from this cute little toddler to a full-grown fucking woman?
You just died last year.
And she looks like her dad, but in like a gorgeous way.
Yeah.
It's uncanny.
The mom still looks the same.
She does.
Fucking blonde Australian white women do it. I tell you, man. They're fucking.
I mean, Margot Robbie.
I swear it's like every time I'm here, we bring up Margot Robbie.
Yep. Oh, speaking of.
At least once a podcast.
So. Why not? The Joker got a sequel.
Yes, Joker 2.
Yep. Lady Gaga's going to be in it.
Yes.
Is she supposed to be Harley Quinn?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I keep hearing.
Which. I didn't need a Joker sequel. I felt like that was a standalone movie. It ended perfectly. Yeah. Y'all didn't need to do shit else. But I have faith in Todd Phillips now.
Lady Gaga got acting chops.
She does. The dude I ride with at work, he was like, man, why the fuck would Lady Gaga? I'm like, who else? He's like, Margot Robbie. I'm like, it's not the same fucking universe, dude.
And he, the same time
he finally watched the first Joker, and he came back to work, and he was like, man. And he's like, I just feel like if the Joker is... I'm like, look, dude, you watched it under the guise of, like, this is a multiversal movie. And stop. It's its own fucking entity. Do not compare it to Heath Ledger. Do not compare it to Jared Leto. Or...
Please not Jared Leto. We forget about that.
I'm in the minority, and I loved Jared Leto's Joker. I love Hood Joker with a grill and tattoos. I just love that shit.
I don't know.
Did it resonate with you?
I don't think we got enough of the full.
Well, he showed his potential in the fucking Snyder cut of Justice League.
Yeah, when they did a flash forward scene.
Yeah, the epilogue. Yeah, that was cool. But yeah, and he was like, "But why would Lady Gaga? Can she even act?" I'm like, "Motherfucker, she was nominated for an Oscar." I'm pretty sure for that A Star Is Born movie with Bradley Cooper.
I think she was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like.
She got acting chops.
Yeah. And she's from New York. She has that fucking East Coast accent.
She does. And she loves Nebraska.
Yeah. I don't. I get it, I guess.
I mean.
And she's. And I may be in the minority for this one, but I think she is hot as shit.
She got an ass. She a bag.
Man, I was like, she,
when she's not dressing weird.
I was like, yeah, when she's not covering herself in dresses made of meat.
I never thought she was a baddie until I saw her in the Golden Rule skit with Andy Samberg and goddamn Justin Timberlake.
Okay, yeah.
And she was wearing that fucking like 80s, 90s workout spandex. I was like, oh. Oh, she been hiding some ass up under them meat dresses and shit.
Meat dresses, yeah.
I was like, okay. So
that Kermit suit.
My question is, and the dude I ride with, he was like, the Harley Quinn's gonna be so much older than Bruce. I'm like, so?
Who said I had? Yeah.
I'm like, well, motherfucker, they never specifically say how old Harley Quinn is in the comic books. Or the goddamn Batman animated series in which she was introduced.
I mean, implications, but yeah, no, there's nothing downright stated.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn is 27 years old.
You're like, well, she got a doctorate. She could have been a wonder kid and just breezed through fucking psychology.
You never heard of Doogie
Howser? Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Like
she was clearly gifted. Clearly.
I'm like, they never say how old she is. She could be 50 for all we fucking know. It's
damn put together 50-year-old.
I mean, Angela Bassett, 60-something. Jennifer Aniston's in her 50s.
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's
been in her 50s. And tell me you wouldn't smash her right now.
I was about to say Selma Hayek's in her
50s. Yes.
She made all of us hit puberty early.
Fucking.
Well, I was already. Like five, I was well. To, I was well into puberty when Dust Till Dawn came out.
Was it the mid 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah. So many times a 16-year-old get called fire hose before it starts to crack.
Yeah. I need them to HD remake Dust Till Dawn. Oh my God. Put that in 1080p for me.
Yes, sir.
I need that 120 frames. Yeah, I need 4K, 120 frames per second.
Streaming all the good.
I got slow-mo features on my remote now. I need that dance scene in slow-mo.
Yes, sir. Man. I would totally drink beer off of her leg.
I saw somebody criticizing Quentin Tarantino for putting that foot thing into the movie.
Oh, because he always has the feet thing.
And I was like, number one, that wasn't his movie. It was Richard Rodriguez's or Robert Rodriguez's movie.
Yes, very correct.
Number two, Selma fucking Hayek, dude. Did you see her? Like, that's the only thing he could put in his mouth because she wasn't going to agree to a titty or anything because I'd have been sit right on my face. Like, as soon as you come out with that, say, sit down. She wouldn't have went for that shit, so I get some
squat in front of me.
I get some liquor down the leg into the toe. Yeah, I'll take it. Fuck it.
Yeah, you can kick my face after.
Yeah, shit. I'll be forever the guy that sucks down my highest high axe toe on screen.
That's
on
the biggest film. W you could possibly yeah. take.
Take notes, DC.
Right. No, but like ending this episode, like you should just have no more hopes for DC. Have low expectations. Still watch it. That way it can be
yeah, at I mean, least a little palpable. Are you going to go see Black Adam?
Probably.
Yeah. But I'm going to have low expectations.
I have to because Nina loves The Rock, so...
And I might not go see Shazam, but I didn't see the first one in theater.
Shazam because the first one was...
First one was dope.
It was. I should have saw it in theater, but I didn't.
First one was exactly what they needed to do to counteract MCU. Like, everything ain't got to be so gloom and doom. There are fucking fun characters in DC.
Yeah.
Also, what they need to do before we sign out is they need to do also with, not only with the 10-year plan, if that's what they're going to do, they also need to bring in some lesser-known fucking characters and build. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't considered an A-list fucking comic book in Marvel by any fucking standards.
It's true.
Even after they got the reboot in Annihilation Conquest, it was still like a bad,
Yeah, it was. They were C-tier at best.
At best, yeah. You know that what I mean? Movie made Groot A-list.
Yeah.
A-level.
Yeah. It sure the fuck did.
Well, if the Arrowverse is going to start running shit, that's going to be their Kevin Feige, then please.
The guy save from it. Yeah.
And try to talk Melissa coming back as Kara if y'all not going to go with the other girl.
Oh, shit.
Because she's a solid Kara Zor-El.
Before we do sign off, there's one interesting thing about the, at least with the Batgirl cancellation of $90 million, that's one way to get around tax. They can write it off as a tax thing instead of chalking up as an L for a financial reason.
It's an L.
I mean, it's going to be an L no matter what, but you can try and recoup something.
What I low-key think is, this is my conspiracy before we officially log out. Yeah. So, you know, put your tinfoil hats on, people. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, my conspiracy is they're doing all this shit on purpose just to get people talking about them. And they're still going to release everything. Like, I think Batgirl might just be like, ah, we fooled you sons of bitches. It's coming to HBO Max. Yeah, I would have put it there too because I'd have streamed that shit first day. First day I had off was like, "Whoop, let's watch Batgirl."
Yeah, could have been a means test.
Yeah, so we'll see if it happens. Let us know what you think. And until next time, America, log out.